We have a special children's message today by Polly. All the little ones are welcome to come. Please come.
Come and join me. Hi, Sam. Hi, Hannah. Ava, Skylar. So good to see all of you. Hi, guys. It's so good to see all of you today. I know it's Sunday and we're here at church, but do you know what today is, too? What is today?
Father's Day.
That's right, Father's Day. And I wanted to read you a scripture. There's a lot about Father. You know, Reverend Green's told us that we have a heavenly Father. That's what God is called. But in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, listen to this and tell me if you hear the word Father in here. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. So honor your mother and father. What do you think that means, that to honor your mother and father? Respect, that's a good word. And to love them and to listen to them. Don't you think that's what honor means? Well, you know what? On the way to church, my dad lives in West Virginia, but William and I called him to wish him a happy Father's Day. And I have a picture, I have a sister who's a year younger than me, and I have a picture of, maybe, of my dad and me and my sister. Here's two pictures. Can you see those pictures? I was a little girl, maybe about your age, in that one, and then I have long ringlets. That was in the 70s, and my knit vest on there. But my sister and I, on Father's Day, you know what we would do? My dad liked nature and to go outside. We'd take walks and we'd celebrate with him and make him a special dinner. What are you all going to do for Father's Day? Do you have any special plans? What are you going to do? You're going to have a party? Oh, that is special. And I think dads just like hugs, right? And for you just to be with them. Well, you know what? 2 weeks ago, my dad came to visit, and I have another picture, and William and I got to celebrate, and I said to my dad, this picture was taken at the church, he came to the men's breakfast, and I said to my dad, guess what, here's your Father's Day present. I made him a special dinner and a special chocolate dessert, so he got to come and spend some time with us. And you know what, our moms and dads do so much for us, and we could never probably repay them for all that they do, right? But you know what we can do? With the love that they give us, we can love others and love them back. Does that sound good? Give them hugs and help them and to honor them and respect them. Because you know what? When Reverend Green's talking about our Heavenly Father, that's God. And God has given us so much we could never repay Him. But you know what He wants us to do with all that He's given us is to give it to other people. Do you think you can do that? To help them and to love them and give them hugs and spend time with them. Can you do that for me on this Father's Day? Can we have a prayer? Dear loving, gracious God, you are our Heavenly Father and you have given us so much. You've given us the beauty of the day, the ocean, the beautiful trees, the weather that we enjoy, our health, our moms and dads, and especially on Father's Day today, Lord, we want to honor our fathers, Lord, and just to give them a hug and let them know how much they mean to us, Lord, because you are our Heavenly Father, and today as we come to church and worship you, we are bestowing worth and honor on you, Lord. We could never repay you for all that you've given us, for our loving parents and our friends, Lord, but we can take that love and love other people. I just pray your choice blessings on these, your children and their families today as they move forward, Lord, in this Father's Day, that they just love others with the love that you have provided for them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you all for coming. I hope you have a great day with your dads. Can you go back? Well, it happened again. I asked William, are we going to have a witness today? And he said, no. And then he asked me to provide the children's moment today. And tell me kind of what he wanted is that we get so much love that we could never repay the love that our parents or that God has given us. So as I was getting ready this morning, my heart was just stirred. And I said to William, I think I'm supposed to give the witness today, as it always happens. These pictures of me and my sister and my dad are part of the message. Today on Father's Day, I'd like to just share just a quick story about how God has been working on my heart. We had, my sister and I, who's a year younger than me, had a great childhood. We had parents that loved us, that let us try so many things, that spent so much time with us, and protected us and encouraged us in all the seasons of our life. But you know what happens as you go through life. We make choices and decisions, and as we've talked about, I can never repay him, and hurts come. And sometimes we take those hurts, and we maybe carry them along, and then a situation in our life might trigger some of those hurts. And for me, one of those was when my mom was sick and went through quite a few years, a four-year courageous battle with cancer. And as a family, when you're going through that, there's a lot of stress in that, isn't there? When you're going through and you think someone should be taking care of them in the way that you would, but you're not there. And I think I picked up a lot of hurts along the way. And some of those were directed probably at my father, because he was her primary caretaker. Those can accumulate. And after my mom passed away, and it's been about 18 months now, I knew that there was some forgiveness, and William's going to talk about forgiveness today, that needed to take place in my heart. I don't think my dad knew that I'd pick these up, but sometimes that forgiveness is what holds us back. We're the prisoner, and we keep thinking that person's going to do something to make us feel better, but they don't even know they're the ones in the cell. What I've realized in forgiveness is we're the ones that hold the key, and I was holding myself back from loving my dad. He's 82 years old. He'll be 83 in November, and I love him. And what's happened over the past probably 6 months is I've started letting go. I lost my mom, but I have my dad, and he's here, and he loves me, and I love him. And during this visit 2 weeks ago, what I realized is God had started changing my heart. And we just blessed him, and he changed who I was. Not that my dad said, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm the one who had picked those up. And I released all of those to God and let go of those, so I was free to love him where he was at. What a blessing that we had. I told William, it's so neat when God starts working on your heart in his word and through you all and in other situations. But what I wanted to share with you today is that, as William preaches, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, that God can heal your heart and can release you, because we're the ones who are the prisoners, to love other people and to forgive other people, and what freedom comes from that. So I don't know where you are today or if there's someone that is you've taken a hurt from, but I'm telling you, it starts with you and your heart. And when you release yourself to God's hands and trust him, oh, what he can do with that. And I love my dad. We talked to him on the way here. And I see, because of the way God's changed my heart, how much he is telling us how much we mean to him and how much he loves us. And what a gift and treasure that is. And the one thing I know is that that's what my mom would want. And so I just wanted to give this witness today to let you know that I'm on a journey just like you all are, of healing and restoration and peace and love. So I hope this helps in some small way, because when we share hopefully someone else is encouraged in this journey. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.